Vo'einein shikur u'bal mum. If a person's a zar, he's not a kohen, or else he's not wearing the big dekuna. Vo'einein, even if you have a kohen wearing his big dekuna, but somebody was mace, and they didn't bury him yet, one of his seven treifim was mace, that he has to shit shiva for them, and he didn't bury the mace yet, he's mo'einein, he's not allowed to do the avoidim. Shikur, or else he drank too much wine, and became literally drank a revi'at yayin, and a little bit high from it. U'bal mum, or else the kohen that's the bal mum, he has something wrong with him, is the kabolo. To do the avoid of Kabbalah Saddam is after somebody shechted the korban. Now to hold the mizvah and receive the dam, it's possible with one of these people. Uvahoylocha, and carrying the blood to the mizbeach is possible with one of these people. Uvizrika, and to do the zrika of the dam on the mizbeach is also possible. It's possible. V'chein yeshiv, who are then if you, even a kosher kohen, but if he's sitting down, b'shas he's doing the avoid of Kabbalah Saddam, or b'shas he's doing the zrika, it's also possible. The Rashi says, "V'chein yeshiv teboyi la'amoid l'sharis." You have to be stand when you do the avoda. If you're sitting, it's possible. V'chein smoil possible. Enough in a tosefta. Enough in a brisa that says that v'chein smoil. If you use your left hand, v'shas the kabbalah sadam, or else v'shas the halacha. It says clearly, even by carrying the blood from the makom hashchita to the mizbeach, it's also possible if you do your left hand. Use your left hand. So Mar says tiyufta. So it's a tiyufta to Rashi. Here you see clearly that the left hand is possible for the avoiders of halacha. And the Ritvot says the way you have to answer Rashashis' raya from our Mishnah that says that the kohen is allowed to carry the calf in his left hand, that the pshat is like we said before, that mikra din really don't have to have a calf altogether. Really there's no din to put the keteris into the kli. Really the kohen gadol could hold the keteris in his hands. It's only practical that we put it into the kli. Therefore, there's no real halacha how to carry the kli. That's why you're allowed to carry it even in your left hand. Vashenken by the locha is hadam. Well, there the halacha is, you have to have a kabbalah, you have to receive the blood in the kli, and now there's an avoid of halacha carrying the kli. For sure, you have to carry it in your right hand, and it's possible to do it with your left hand. So it's a tiyufta to Rosh Sheshes. For the more now, Kasha, I bore Rosh Sheshes, who the oisva? Rosh Sheshes, like himself, knew this last brisa. He himself knew this halacha that small is possible. A raya even asked this kasha to somebody else. That's the kasha in Rosh Sheshes. How could he first bring a raya? For now, Mishnah that has kasha with small, if there's enough in the brisa, and he knew this brisa, that said that it's possible. What's the raya? The Omalei Rav Sheshes li Amoyrud Rav Chizda. Rav Sheshes said over to the Amoyrud, to the interpreter of Rav Chizda, to the one who was saying over Rav Chizda Shir, that Boyim name of Rav Chizda. He told this Amoyrud, that boy in the name of Rav Chizda, told this Amoyra, you asked the Shaila from Rav Chizda, that halacha bizar mahu. What's the halacha of a zar, not a koyim, does the avoid of halacha? After they made the Kabbalah Saddam, a zar comes and carries the blood from the Mokom Hashkita until the Mizbeach. What's the halacha? Omalei, so Rav Chizda answered back, Shaira, I say it's kosher. Says this avoid of halacha is kosher even bizar. Omikra misayeni, and I have a rise in the Pesach like this. As the Pesach says, Vayishchetu ha-Pesach. They shechted the korban pesach. Vayizuku hakahanim miyodom v'halaviyah mavshitim. That leviyim put out the hands and the kahanim put the dam on the hands. And poshet mashma the leviyim made the halacha. Now the leviyim are like azar. They're not kahanim. So you see, even leviyim, even zarim are also allowed to do the halachas hadam. That's why Rav Chizda answered back. And now umayser Rav Sheshes asked his shayla back to Rav Chizda. From our brisa that says, Zar v'oinein shikur u'balmum, v'kabolo u'v'holoch, it says clearly in the brisa, even b'shasti avoidus halocho, you are not allowed to have a zar. U'v'zrika, who adin to met the zrika zadam, is posel. V'chein yoshe, v'chein smoil posel. Who adin if you're sitting down when you do these avoidus, or else if you're holding it in your left hand, it's posel. So Rav Sheshes now, Vaisdash, understood, knew this brisa. That's why he asked the kasha to Rav Chizda from this brisa. So, if Rav Sheshes knew this brisa, how come before, and the first shayla, if you lied to do halacha b'smoil, he said it was kosher, why didn't he know this brisa that says clearly, it's possible b'smoil? The same way now he's asking the kasha and Rav Chizda, that how could you say the avoidus halacha is kosher bizarre? I, there's nothing in the brisa that says it's possible bizarre. So, the Gemara says, Bosa de Shomar hoda oisva. It's like the true. At the beginning, Rav Sheshes did not know this brisa. That's why at the beginning of Sheshes brought a riot from now Mishnah, you are allowed to do the halacha in your left hand. And then the Gemara slugged up Rav Sheshes and told him, no, there's a brisa that says not like you. The brisa says that in your left hand, b'shas d'avoydus halacha, it's possible. Now, after Rav Sheshes accepted this Braisa, now when he asked the question to Rav Chisda, and when Rav Chisda answered him to say that it's kosher, the Avodah Salach is kosher bizarre, now Rav Sheshes went to shlug up Rav Chisda from this Braisa, the same way they shlugged him up, but after they shlugged him up, he accepted the Braisa. Now he went and shlugged up Rav Chisda from this Braisa also. Therefore, there's no spiro. That the Gemara before happened first, then it happened over here. Fred the Gemara though, I bore Rav Chisda Krokomar, but good, you have a Braisa, but Rav Chisda has a positive in Divrei Yomim, that it says the Kahanim gave the dam to the Levim, and they master made the halacha. So how could a Zahar make the halacha? The Braisa says the Zahar is possible. So Gemara answers, the Ovid Maisa Itzdebo, that not really the Levim carried the blood, the dam, they didn't make a Maisa halacha, they just stood still. And they were like a stool, like a table, that the Kahanim just put down the Mizrach in their hands, and they didn't move, they didn't budge. And later the Kahanim came back again and took it further. So really the Kahanim did the whole Avodas Halacha. It was only a Mais Itzdebor, like a stool, that they just put it down in their hands. Therefore there's no psul of Halacha bizarre. More item. Body Rapapa. Rapapa calls a shaman like this. Chofein Chaveiroi. What about a first a kohen makes the chvina? It's on Yom Kippur, outside in the Azorim, not the kohen God leaving. Another kohen comes and takes two handfuls worth of the keteris, and he pours it into the kohen God's handful, two handfuls, and he fills up the two handfuls of the kohen God full of keteris. What's the lochem? Mole chofnov vino and voika is a Torah only makpid that the kohen God has to have his two handfuls full of k'teris, and the maisa now it's filled up. Even though he didn't do a maisa of taking it, but the maisa somebody put it into his hand, so his two handfuls now are filled up, that's enough. Or Dilma, maybe not. The pasuk says, v'lokach v'hevi bilin. You have to do a maisa l'kicha, you have to take the chfina, you have to take with your own two hands the k'teris into your two hands. V'olek, and here you don't have it, therefore take with the Gemara Blais by a sofik. And Miller, the shiloh is, like the pasuk says, you're supposed to first take the shovel full of coals off the Mizbech HaChitzayim. L'fnei Hashem, u'moloi chofnov keteres samim dako, tehevi mideis tapreches. And then it says, u'moloi chofnov yishag with two handfuls of the keteres samim dako, tehevi and bring it. So the question is, the first word, v'lokach, does it only go on the moloi hamachato, that you have to take the shovel full of coals? On the next part of the pasuk of Umoloi Chofnov, the word Vlokha does not go on. Therefore, it doesn't mean you have to take two handfuls, but as long as you have two handfuls, so even if somebody else puts it into you, fills up your two handfuls, that also would be good. Or else, no, we read it, the first word Vlokach goes on the whole pasuk. It's Vlokach Moloi HaMachto, and as if it said again, Vlokach Moloi HaChofnov. You have to also take your two handfuls. Therefore, here the Kohen Gadol did not take his two handfuls worth of k'teris, but rather somebody put it into him, therefore be posel, so Gemara obliged by teiko. The Gemara's masupik, what's chat really this posik? Yeah, so the Gemara vaita. Boyi Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Rav Yeshua ben Levi asked the shana like this, that chofein umeis. Let's say first the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur made the chvina. He made his two handfuls worth of k'teris, and he poured it into the calf. And then the Kohen Gadol died. And now the appoint, the skan, the second one, takes over. Now we have a new Kohen Gadol. Is mal shekones achar bechafinosei? Could the second Kohen Gadol go in with this chafinam with the amount of keteris in the calf from the first Kohen Gadol's? Or no? Do we say he has to make a new ma'aseh chafinam? He has to take a new two handfuls worth of keteris? Or else no? Since the first Kohen Gadol he was a Kohen Gadol, he made the ma'aseh chafinam. He took his two handfuls and put the keteris into the calf. You already have the mitzvah chafinam. Now all you have to do is just have the Kohen Gadol. Just let the Kohen Gadol be marked to like the k'teris that's inside the calf. He doesn't have to have another ma'aseh chvina. That's the Gemara Sofik here. So Gemara says like this. Omer Rabbi Chanina, so Rabbi Chanina said back like this. Bo v'ro, come and see, she'iltos harishonim. That the shiloh that the Rishu ben Levi is asking right now is a very good shiloh. That's the shiloh that the Rishonim also asked. So Rashi learns like this. Omer Rabbi Chanina. Letamidim, he said over to his Tamidim, Bovaro, Shador Achra, in the second door, Zeichel Ischachen Kederos Harishonim, are as smart as the first generations were. Shafani Hayisi Shel Shilazu, even me myself, I also asked this question. The Yachshir Sholom Abishua Ben Levi, Shum min harishanim. In other words, Rabbi Chanina was saying, I myself asked this question before, and now I see the way Rabbi Shua ben Levi is also asking this question, and he's from the Rishanim. So Rabbi Chanina was saying, like, it's good to see that Rabbi Shua ben Levi asked the same question. So it comes out so far is like Rabbi Chanina was the younger one, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he was the older one. So more says like this, Lameimer, you want to tell me to Rabbi Shua ben Levi Kshisha that he was the older one? Like now Rabbi Chanina was saying about himself that he sees he asking the same type of questions that the older ones asked. I have Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said like this, that Li hit the Rabbi Chanina, Lishtai Shechlayim b'Shabbos, that Rabbi Chanina was matin me to drink Shechlayim on Shabbos. The type of a drink, but the type of a refu, it heals me up, it's a refu on Shabbos. And there's a question, if you're allowed to take a type of drink like this on Shabbos or not. So Rabbi Shua said over that his Rebbe, Rabbi Chanina, was matur, it said it's mutter. Said that you're allowed to drink it. So Gemara says like this, that pshita, so Gemara says lishta is pshita. It's time to drink it, avad you're allowed to. That the Tanan, we learned like this, kola oichlin oichalod vim refu, any type of a food that normal people eat, even though you're reading it now for the purpose of healing yourself, refu, that's mutter. Any type of a drink you're allowed to drink. As long as it's a drink that healthy people also drink, like tea, and now you have a sore throat, so even though you're taking it for a fuam, that's mutter to drink on Shabbos. So here also, this shechlayim mashmah was a drink that healthy people also used to drink, so of course you're allowed to take it on Shabbos. Like what was the shayla? Elo, the question was, lischoik v'lishtoi shechlayim b'Shabbos. The question was, are you allowed to take the shechlayim, the type of a herb, and grind it up on Shabbos, and make the drink on Shabbos? He doing a malach of schika. So that was the question. Are you allowed to do this on Shabbos or not? So Gemara says, hechi domi, how are we talking about? Idi ikas akantom. If we're talking about Yavah Chayla, somebody that's sick, that has the Karnas Nefoshes, and this is the cure for him, so Mishrashari. Of course it's mutter, like why not, like any other malach you're allowed to do for a Chayla on Shabbos, that's a sakana. Vida leka sakanta, elam I know, he's sick. But he's not that sick, there's no doubt that he will die. So Mela, Meister Osir. Havad, you can't do Malachas for Stama Chelo on Shabbos. So here you're doing a Malachas Tchina, you want to grind up the Shechlayim, for sure it's Osir. So how was the matter to you? So Gemara says, L'yer lom dika sakanta. It's true, we're talking about a person that has a sakana, a person that's very sick. And it's a question, is he going to die or not? So then in such a case, you are allowed to do Malachas for him. So what's the question then? For Ocha Komi Boyle, you know what his question was? You know what? Rabbi Shua Malevi asked his Rebbe Rabbi Chanina. The question was, is this called a refuah? Does this heal him or not? Like if you tell me this is a good cure, this is a medicine, so then I know the halacha is I'm allowed to do it on Shabbos, so I'll go ahead and grind up the shechlayim to make the drink on Shabbos. The other side is, no, this is not called a good refuah. This does not heal the person. So therefore, even though he's a chelish, but I'm not allowed to grind the shechlayim because this is not going to be a cure for him. Is Shabbat. I won't be mechal Shabbos for him. So Mar says now, so that's the way Rav Chizda and Chanina answered back this Talmud, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So this is all part of the Kasha, that we see Rabbi Shua ben Levi was younger, and he asked the question from his Rabbi Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Chanina answered him. So this is a question, how could Rabbi Chanina say that Rabbi Shua ben Levi was older? Here at Smash Mano, Rabbi Shua ben Levi was the Talmud, he was younger. Now the Morastam says, Umayishna Rabbi Chanina, how come they asked the question to Rabbi Chanina, like was he a doctor or not? So Gemara says, yes, Mishrum the Bokib Rufus. Rabbi Chanina knew clearly all different types of medicines, how to heal somebody. So what's the Raya? Before, so, the Omer Rabbi Chanina, Me'elam Loisha'alni Odom, Almakas Prey de Levono Vechoya. Nobody ever asked me about the question about if somebody got bit by a white mule and he lived after it. In other words, people used to ask him all different types of medicine problems, and he used to answer them, but for this there was no cure. For the Gemara Ayavok, a Chazina Vechaya, we see people do live, even though they're bit from a white mule. And the Gemara Aymah Vechoyis, he meant to say nobody gets healed. Or it's true, maybe you don't die, but that wound always stays there. For the Gemara again, no, Vok, a Chazina de Misri, we see people do get healed up from this wound. So what do you mean, Rabbi Chanina answered that nobody ever got healed up? So more means to say, we're talking about a special type of a bite of a mule. The Sumkon Inu Vechiyurin Reish Karayu. We're talking about a mule that in itself is red. Only the tip, the head of its feet, that's white. If you get bit from such a mule, then he said there's no cure. Karminin. other mikol mokum from any place, anyway, shema minah the Rabbi Chanina kshisha. Here we see Rabbi Chanina was the Rebbe, he was older, and the Yeshua Levi was younger. So how come before Rabbi Chanina said his question is like the Rishonim asked before, like Rabbi Yeshua Levi? So Moran says no, elohochi komar. This is what Rabbi Chanina meant to say. Shilton kishila shom Rishonim, just the opposite. That the question now that Rabbi Yeshua Levi is asking him, whether this question about the Chanina, if it's good or not, is the same type of a question that the Rishonim I asked before. Now it's true, Rabbi Chanina is the older one. And when he heard his Talmud, Rabbi Yeshua Levi asked the Shaila, he said, oh, but your Shaila was just like I asked the Shaila. So it's like he's giving a shmach to his Talmud now, that his Talmud is just like him asking the same type of a question. Again, the question is, what's going to be if the first Kohen made the Chvina, and then he was mace? Could the second Kohen go that it takes over use the first Chafina, the same Chafina that's in the calf now from the first Kohen Gadol, or does he have to make a new Maisa Chafina? So Gemara says, Omiyam Rabbi Chanina Hochi, is it true that Rabbi Chanina said over that this question, he asked the same question as Talmud Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi asked? I'm Omer Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said like this, I'll prove to you he can't have such a question. According to Rabbi Chanina, for sure, you have to make over a second Maisa Chafina. What's the Raya why? Because Rabbi Chanina himself says, that the power for loy b'domish of power. And the locher is, when the Kohen Gadol brings his own power in Yom Kippur, and he has to make the Shechita, let's say he's mace. The locher is, the second Kohen Gadol cannot use that blood and just make the Zrikas Adam, but rather he has to make the Shechita over again. But that's the Shrosha, the power for loy b'domish of power. It has to be your power, your Shechita sa power, and you can't use the first Kohen Gadol's power. In other words, this will soon see this in Machlekes in Gemara later. But this is where Rabbi Chanina dashes. Like Rashi says, "Bepar bled b'domish apar b'zois yova yaron elakodish bepar bepar." The part the pasuk says Aaron comes into Kodesh Kodashim with the avoid of his power. So we dash in for loy b'domish apar, and that was just the blood of the power. That means shim shochat poro yomais. If the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur shechted his power, and then the Kohen Gadol himself was mace, is ein hamishamish tachtov nichnas b'yis adam. The second Kohen Gadol cannot use that blood lifnim. Elisorach lovi par acher. He has to bring another par, another axe. V'shochat and shechtit. Now v'chiv on the sorach lovi par acher, sorach lechafin liachas shechitosoi. That's pshita. Since when the first Kohen Gadol dies, he's the second one, and have to bring a new par, pshita v'chfina has to be done after the shechita of the par. So therefore, if you do the chfina before the shechita, it's possible. So for sure, the Kohen Gadol is going to have to do a second ma'aseh chfina. Hadimor says v'yomer Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said like this, another halacha, that ketores shechofno koidem shechites apar. If the ketores, now you make the chfina, you make the two handfuls of the ketores, before you shecht your par, is halacha leyosav leklum, it's no good. So mainly here, since the first Kohen Gadol made the chfina, now the seder of the avoidus are, that first you do the shechita of his par, and you make the kabbalos adam, and then you give the dam to another Kohen that mixes up, stirs up the blood, and then the Kohen Gadol first got to do the Chvina. Now, we're talking about now he made his Chvina, and then he died. So since he died after the Shechita of his power, the second Kohen Gadol is going to have to make a new Shechita. He's going to have to start over the power over again. So therefore, the first Chvina, it comes out, was done now before his Shechita. And that's possible according to Rabbi Chanina. So Shechita, after the second Kohen Gadol makes the second Shechita, he's going to have to do over again his second Chvina. So how could Rabbi Chanina ask for Shaila? Could the second Kohen Gadol use the first one's Chvina? Pshita is not allowed to use it. So why is he saying that's a good question? So Mar says like this, Hochi Komer. This is what Rabbi Chanina meant to say. Midu komi boilei, since you Rabbi Shuba Levi is asking this for a question, if the second Kohen Gadol could use the first Kohen Gadol's Chvina, his two handfuls worth of Keteris that he put into the calf and then he died, Ho Mechlal, it's a raya, the Ksava, you Rabbi Shuba Levi holds, that the par viafilu b'domish par, you like hold not like me. You hold like the rabbanon hold. It was so like Rish Lakish holds like that. That even though the first Kohen Gadol made the shechita of his par and then he was mace, the second Kohen Gadol does not have to do a second shechita. He's allowed to just use the dam of that first par. So the Meir Rav Chanina said, "Ulamai the Sirir Lei." According to your shechita, that you do not have to do the shechita again. Shil soy kishil sir shaynim. You asked a very good shaila. Then the question is very good. That what halacha could the second Kohen Gadol use the first one's chvina? Because he doesn't have to do another ma'aseh shechita. And this chvina was done after the first shechita. Therefore it's a kosher chvina. So that's the question. Could the second Kohen Gadol use the ketores that's in this calf or does he have to do another Maisa Chvina? So where it says good of am I heavy or low? What's the maskana though? So good was a good question. But what's the loch though? What do we hold in such a case? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Papa. The Papa says like this. Two lashonis. One lashon is like this. If you hold the loch rish, you have to do a second time mechvina. In other words, a regular case where you have only one kohen gadol. So we said now he makes the maisa chvina, he takes the two handfuls outside and he pours it into a cup. And then he walks into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, holding the kaf in his left hand and the machta, the coals, in his right hand. And then inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he has to first put down the machta, the pan full of coals. And then on top of the pan, he sprinkles the kateras on top of it. Now, how does he do it? There's a machoikis. One Madiyama says, when you get inside, you have to again pour the kateras from that spoon into your two handfuls. Like, make another maisa chvinam. And then from your two handfuls, that's how you spill the kateris on the gecholim. So according to that man, the yom that holds, that choyfin, v'choyzev choyfin, you have to do another maisa chvinam, is a melech haveiro nichtas v'chvinosei. That's as far to say, the second kohen gadol could use the first kohen gadol's chvinam. He could use that calf. Because like anyway, he has to do a second maisa chvinam when he comes inside. So at the end, it ends up to be in his handful, and his two hands are full of it. So that's enough. He does not have to do the first chvina over again. That's one svara. Aber I ein chayfin, the chayzev a chayfin, then tiboy loch. But if you tell me the loch ridge, you do not have to do a second maisa chvina. It's enough just outside, you do the chvina and you put it into the calf. And now when you come to Kodesh HaKadoshim, you just sprinkle the keteris from the calf onto the gecholim. Now you could have your question. Now it's doubtful that since the second kohen gadol did not make the chvina, so he has to do it over again. But if you tell me that that's first tzad, that anyway you have to do a second maisa chvina, then for sure there's no doubt here, there's no question, you do not have to do over again the first chvina. You could just use the way it is right now, the keteris that's in the calf, and just worry that when you get into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then you pour it back into your hands. So Gemara says, Omalei Rapuna, bread of Yeshua Rapapam, Adarab, it should be just the opposite way. Yisfarah should be just the opposite. If the locher is when you come to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you have to pour back the keteris from the spoon into your handfuls, then the second kohen gadol cannot use the first one's chvinam, this kaf, the amount of keteris that came out of the first kohen gadol's two hands. Why? Because it's not possible that the two kohen gadol's have the same size hands. So either it'll be a little bit too much in the second one's hands, or a little bit too less. So therefore, for sure, the second one cannot use the first one's chvina. As if you tell me when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he can't just pour from the calf onto the coals. He has to pour from the calf back into his hands, so he has to make sure that his two hands will be full. A molich chvernov, he has to have the two handfuls worth of kateris, so he's not going to have it. Because usually two people don't have the exact same size hands. So that's the score of a cat that won't be good. Just the opposite. The ein chayfin chayzev a chayfin mashenk that the locher is when you go into Kodesh HaKadoshim, you do not have to do another maisa chvina. You could just use the keteris in the spoon. So then tiboy loch, then you'll have your shaila. Then it'll be a good question whether you could use the first kohen gadol's chvina or not. And the Gemara says now tiboy loch, because this is a question. The Gemara asked it for shaila. Chayfin chayzev a chayfin oiloi. What's the locher? That even though you already made the molich chofnov outside, you took your two handfuls worth of the keteris, and you poured it into the kaf. Now when you come into Kodesh HaKadoshim, do you a second time have to pour this keteris back into your handfuls, and then put it onto the gecholim, or not? Or you don't have to do that. Or if you just pour from the kaf the way it is. I'll bring you raya. Our Mishnah says, this is the midah, this is the way you did the chvina inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Is my love, doesn't the Mishnah mean to say, Kishem Shem Midosim Ibachutz, Kach Midosim Ibifnim, that the same way outside you first made the Molei Chofnov, you made the two handfuls, you put it into the kaf, who are then now also, when you come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you a second time have to get all that keteris back into your two handfuls. So you see, you do have to have another Maisa Chvina inside. So Gemara says no. Lloyd, maybe that's not Pshat Mishnah. Dilma, the Mishnah means to say, Shimrotza Lasis Mida Isai. If you want, you could use a measuring cup, as we had a shala before. In other words, a locher is Molei Chofnov, you just have to have that much amount of keteris. Let's say you measure and you know your two handfuls hold exactly a pound, so all you have to have is just a pound of the keteris. That's what the Mishnah means to say. The kach chois to midosa, that you're allowed to use a measuring cup, you don't, but after you have to use your two hands. In Amin, no, the pshat is, shelo yechzer v'shelo yoyser. It just means to say that the same amount of keteris that you took at the beginning, your two handfuls, that's how much keteris you have to use later in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But not that you have to do another Maisa Chfina later, get those keteris back into your two hands. Maybe no. Maybe it's enough just to pour it from the spoon on top of the coals. But the Chiddush of the Mishnah is the Kachachach Midosa means that nothing could be missing, or you can't add to it. That same measurement that you made outside of the Molei Chofnov, that's how much keteris you have to have now in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But maybe there's no riot to our Shiloh either way, whether you're allowed to use a measuring cup, or whether you have to do a second Mais Techfina, get the keteris back into your handfuls. I tell you, there's no riot from our Mishnah. So Toshima, come in here, I'll bring you a riot like here from here. So that there's Toshima. The din is, Ketzad Huoysa. How do you do the second